Hello, and welcome to More or Less from the BBC World Service. I'm Celia Hatton. For the last decade, I've been covering China for BBC News. As regular listeners know, More or Less is usually your guide to the numbers in the news and in life. But today, we're going to do something a bit different, because when it comes to China, numbers have a strange way of going missing. Let's start with a very important number that the Chinese government used to publish, the number of young people who can't get a job.
The youth unemployment rate in China has been on a rising trend over the past few years. The number we saw back in June 2023 reached about 21.3%.
This is Christian Yao from Victoria University of Wellington in New Zealand. 21.3 is a record high number, and that's a big problem for Beijing. It's not good in any country for lots of frustrated young people to be unable to find jobs. High unemployment can lead to political instability. And it's even more of an issue in China, where the now defunct one-child policy has created millions of so-called 4-2-1 families, featuring four grandparents, two parents, and one child. Many young people carry the expectations and economic burden of their parents and grandparents. So youth unemployment is a number worth watching, and we used to watch it until August, when the government announced it wasn't publishing it anymore.
Starting this August, the release of urban unemployment rates for youth and other age groups will be suspended.
The unemployment number wasn't being calculated correctly, explained Fu Linghui, China's statistics chief. Up until then, it included students who were looking for jobs before graduation, and some thought that wasn't accurate. So the government just stopped releasing the data. When that happened, some in China posted rare criticisms online, arguing Beijing was closing its eyes to a very real problem. But there are reasons why the youth unemployment rate might be tricky to calculate. First, how to figure out who actually wants a job. Consider the lying flat phenomenon.
It's a form of silent protest against the high-pressure work culture, such as Alibaba's 996 working culture, meaning people work from 9 to 9, 6 days a week, kind of expected working norm.
It's all so stressful that some people in their 20s in China simply stop wanting to push ahead in life.
A conscious decision for those young people to opt out the rat race, rejecting the constant pursuit of career advancement, wealth accumulation, and social status.
In the 1990s, China dealt with youth unemployment by opening dozens of universities. That shuttled lots of young people into school and also helped them land good jobs. But that trick's backfiring now. This year, more than 11.5 million job seekers graduated from university in mainland China, another record high. That means the job market's getting tougher. So lots of young people have given up even looking for work. And because China's missing unemployment stat was calculated using the number of active job seekers, that number became quite murky once lots of people started lying flat. If people are dropping out of the job-seeking rat race, the unemployment number might go down if you don't count them. But if they're dropping out because of a general lack of jobs within the Chinese economy, well, you should count them, which potentially makes the unemployment number very high indeed.
I would say this will be at least 50%, including those broader range of people who are suffering from jobless or underemployed.
Professor Nancy Tian's an economist with Chicago's Kellogg School of Management. She says the Chinese authorities are in a real bind.
If unemployment rate is high, then it'll just confirm people's concerns about the Chinese economy. And that's not good for political stability. On the other hand, if unemployment rates are lower, it'll raise questions about data manipulation, which also isn't good for political stability.
Beijing's solution? Keep everyone guessing and just stop publishing it. other numbers have gone missing in China. There's the question of the sky-high debts owed by local government authorities, a number last tallied by the central government back in 2013. Then it stood at 18 trillion yuan, or $3 trillion.
Probably close to a third of the Chinese economy. So to my knowledge, I think that's probably the only close to accurate estimate I'm aware of.
This is Hou Zisong, an economist with the Paulson Institute in the U.S. He says that local governments got into the red when China was developing fast, investing in things like paved roads. Debts also built up from other more questionable things. I visited local government headquarters in China's backwaters that are covered in marble. So, as Hoze explains, the total debt's so complicated, so much of it is buried in quasi-state projects and the books of failing state companies, that it's a nightmare to calculate the actual level of debt.
Right now, my sense is that even the Chinese central government do not have a very good idea of how much debt local government actually have.
The IMF had a go, estimating around $10 trillion. Hou Zisong says if you tried to count up all the debts that local government might potentially have to pay, that number might be
something around 100% of GDP.
Yep, that's 100% of the entire Chinese economy. There's one disappearing number that dwarfs all the rest in terms of its life and death importance, and that's the COVID death toll.
The Chinese government had been really systematic in collecting data and reporting data on COVID infections and death from the time of the Wuhan epidemic until December of 2022. And December was the time when the Chinese government lifted COVID zero policies. It was lifted suddenly and completely, and there was a surge in infection rates.
When the lockdowns lifted, the government canceled its daily briefings and stopped reporting COVID death rates. But that didn't stop teams of researchers outside China. They examined everything from obituaries in Chinese university newspapers to satellite images of crematoriums to deduce the true death toll, agreeing the real number of people who died in China from COVID falls between 1.5 to 2 million people. And we might never know the true number.
Officially, no one talks about COVID in China anymore. It's just a silence. It's not officially taboo, just no one talks about it. It's not in the news. If you report an expenditure for COVID in your annual budget, someone will cross it out and attribute it to cleaning supplies.
This is the extraordinary power of the state in China. When young people can't find a job, even when hundreds of thousands of people die from COVID, those realities and the numbers representing those realities can be wiped away. That's it from More or Less this week. If you see a number you think needs looking into, email us at moreorless@bbc.co.uk. Until next week, thanks for listening.